Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Becharis is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilei Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
We're learning Meseches Becharis Daf Gimel. We're starting from the middle of Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph towards the bottom. The sugya of how much shutfus you need of the guy to patif from the Becharis. The Gemara says, V'kamete shutfus sh'leivik ha'chavim v'teip turim in a Becharis. The Mishnah had said that if a guy is a shutif in either the aim or the Vlad, if a guy is a partner, he owns part of the mother or he owns part of the Umar. In those cases, according to the Chachamim, there's a Ptur, there's no Din Bechar on the Vlad. So the Gemara wants to know how much partnership do you need to patif in the Bechar? Amra Avuna Afilu Ozna, even if the guy only owns the ear of the animal, that's enough to patif from the Din Bechar. Maskalar of Nachman, Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, V'lei Malei, Shkil Oznecha V'zil. Let the Kayin tell the guy, this is my animal, you own the ear, so take the ear and go. But we have to understand this Taina, L'chayr, it's not a Nidin between the Kayin and the guy. L'chayr, the question is, if the animal is Lushus B'char, what exactly does Rav Nachman mean that the guy, that the Kayin could tell the guy, take your ear and go? We'll speak about that soon. So then the Gemara brings Rav Chista and Rava. Rav Chista says you need Dava Sha'isa Isa Trefa, Dava Sha'isa Nevela, and Rava says you need Dava Sha'isa Isa Trefa. He has to own something which, with the lack of that thing, would make the animal, according to Rav Chista, Nevela, and according to Rava, he doesn't have to own that much, just something which, if the animal would lack, it would make it a Trefa. And the Gemara says that the machlokes between Rava and Rav Chista is of Trefa Chaya. If a treifa could live, so kum dais the chias of the animal, the life of the animal is not dependent on the things that make it a treifa, so that's not enough to be considered a shutfus akum. They're both maskim that the shutfus akum is, has to be something that without that particular part of the animal would die. Now, according to Rava, treifas also die. So male, if you own anything, which if the animal would lack that thing, it would be a treifa, that's called a would die. Because treifa ain't a chaya. And according to Rav Chista, treifa chaya. So therefore it has to be that he owns something which the animal would lack that particular thing. It would be a nevela. That's considered that the guy has something which is negated to the chiyas of the behemoth. Then the Gemara goes on. Amru Rabbanan kami de Rav Papa. The Rabbanan said in front of Rav Papa that the Rav Huna said the ear. And both Rav and Rav Chista held that it needs something which would affect the life of the animal. Now they argue if Trefa affects the life of the animal, but they both agree, in principle, it has to be something that affects the life of the animal, they're not arguing. But habai, habi imai, it depends. If the guy owns something in the uber itself, so then even the ear is good enough. Pashengen, if the guy owns something in the mother, so then it would need something that would affect the life of the animal. So Rav Papa rejected that, he said, they're both of the pasuk. There's a pasuk of kol b'char, referring to the uber itself, and there's a pasuk of kol miknechati zachar, referring to the mother. So either one has the same drasha of kol. It's not mistarbet to learn that one of them is referring to even the ear, and the other one is referring to something which needs the chiyas. They both have exeris akasif. We had spoken in the previous year that Taisus understood from here that there's two different sukkim, one for the mother and one for the umr. We had mentioned then that I wanted to say a svara, that the mother of the pshat is, the mechayev of bechor was given to someone who owns a female behemah. Hashenkin the uber, the pshat is, that it's a din, that a bechor has to be a full Yisrael animal in order to have kedushas bechor, in order to have the dinei bechor. But not that you need for the mechayev of bechor that the yid should own the animal. We'll mention this far later in the shia. But I think with that, it's a little more mistabra, the havmina of the Rabban and the Be'er of Papa, that if the Kedushas Bechara can't work unless the animal belongs to a Yisrael, so even if the ear belongs to a guy, it can't get Kedushas Bechara. Now, Shankin, if the pshat is that you need to own the mother animal in order to be chayiv in Bechara, so then the fact that a guy happens to own the ear, but that doesn't affect the chiyas of the animal, you'll still have the mechayev of the bechor because of what you own. I think it's a mistabedik asvar, but it's not mamish mukhrich. And Rav Papa was just saying, but the Gzeris HaKosov of Kol Bechor, it's the same Lashon, Kol Miknecha, Kol Bechor, it's not Mestabati Mechalik between them. And then the Gemara brings Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Afilu Mum Kal, anything which the lack of it would cause the animal to have a mum, that's also called, that is a problem. So that would seem like Rav Huna, that the ear, which the lack of the ear would cause the animal to have a mum, that also patis from Bechor, and like Rav Papa would say, both from the Vlad and from the mother. I saw in the Shurma of David Soloveitchik that he was saying, as though you might learn Pshat in the Gemara, that the Yisoidahs, that something which if it lacks, it has a mum, because the Torah only gave Kedushas Bechor to an entire Bechor that doesn't have a mum, even though there is a din Bechor, even if it has a mum, but I'll go upon him, if he's missing, that's could be the same thing like the Gemara's svar about Nephilim. And the Gemara had asked the Kasha that why would there be a problem if it's missing something which would affect the chiyus of the animal, maishnami Nephilim. There the animal is also missing something which affects its chiyus, and you still see it as a din bechar. So the Gemara says, because that's because it's not a rivi bechulin. It's not missing anything. So this is the complete animal. It's missing something which it needs its livelihood, but it's not missing anything because this is its complete animal. Now, Shagan, if you have something else mixed in, which the animal has that part, and that part doesn't have Kedushas Bechor, that's a problem of Kol Bechor. So maybe you can say the same thing with Mum, that since a Bechor needs this Aver, because without it, it has a Mum, even though if the Bechor wouldn't have the Aver altogether, like Nephilim, okay, so it has Kedushas Bechor. But if it has it, and that belongs to a guy, and without it, it can't be a full Bechor, it will be a Bechor Bal Mum, that's the Pshat why it's missing. But he says it's not the Pshat, because it's not only by the Uber there's a din that it has to be something which without it will make a Mum. It's also a din by the mother. And by the mother, there's no Akrava by the mother. Be'etzim is no Chiluk between the mother being a Tam or a Bal Mum. And still the Shir is there. And he says also, in the Rambam it's Mavur, that that's the same Shir Lagabi the din of Petach Hamar. The Petach Chamar also, which that's what Amish is talking about, a Bechor of a Chamar, of Behemet Meya, and there there's no Din Akrava, and how much Shutvis do you need? Avada the Stoma the Gemara, which is going on the Mishnah of Chamar, Avada it's the same Din, that it's something which you make a Mum, even though a Chamar is Bechlal, is no Din Akrava, and there's absolutely no Chilik between a Chamar that is a Baal Mum and not a Baal Mum. You have to say it's a Shir. It's a din shir. Not sure if it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, you're a svara, but it's a din shir. It's not the pshat because the animal's missing something which it needs for its hakrava. That wouldn't pass by the mother. That wouldn't pass by a chamar. It's not a din shir. Now this whole gemara is very negay halacha lemaisa because it's very negay to any time a yid owns behemis, is breeding animals, a yiddish farmer, an animal breeder. So we have to know how to be mafkiya the Kedushas Bechor, like we'll see later in the Shir, the Sugya at the end of the blot talks about being mafkiya the Kedushas Bechor, and even though the Gemara says that Rav Mari Bar Ochel was nenesh of being mafkiya Kedushas Bechor, but that's l'maisa, the minig, that's what the Rishonim say we bedafka should do, we should be mafkiya the Kedushas Bechor, al-dei shutvis akam. So the question is, how much shutvis do you need? So Taisus here, Nav Gimel Medbeis, the Rosh, the Hilchus Bechayrus L'Ramban, and the Rambam, they all baskin, like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Yisayid is, whatever, if it lacks it, will be a Mum, even the ear. Usually Allah is like Rabbi Yechanan, and also Rav Mari Bar Ochel says, he was makna the ear, and Rav Huna holds that way, and that's the Psak Allah of Rav Yishenim, and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The thing is, Taisus and Avodah Zarah, that Fayin Aleph, he says, Nir Lahachmir, like Rav and Rav Chista, and to be makna something which would be Isa Isa Trefa, we pass in Trefa Einachaya, not like Taisus here. He's also Mashmiz Nira Lahachmir, he's not 100% sure of the Psak, but the Achreinim, the place can bring down this Taisus to be Machmir Nira Lahachmir, to, like Rav and Rav Chista, to give to the guy something which will be Isa Isa Trefa. Now in this Inyan, there's a Machlaikis Rishainim, and it could be very yisaidistic to understand the lumdus of shutvis akum. So machlokes Rambam and Tur, and there's a very geshmakish tikkul teir from the Brisker Rav and the Rambam to explain the Rambam and explain very stark the lumdus of Shutfas Akum. The Rambam in Ilchus Bechairis Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph says, Behemus Shutfin is Chayevus Bechairim, that's if it's Shutfas Yisrael, Lenerma Bekarcha Vitzaincha Lamait Shutfas Hagai. If it's a Shutf of a guy, that's what it says Bekarcha Vitzaincha to make a meet a Shutfas Hagai. And the Rambam explains, Shema Yishutif Beparai Be'uber, if he's a Shutf with either the mother or the Uber. Afilu Hayu Lugai Echad Me Elef Be'emai Bevlad, even if he has one of a thousand, 0.1% of either the mother or the vlad, hareis apatim and abuchayr. So even the minutest shutfis, zok the Rambam, patisun abuchayr, and then he says, hayaloi be'echad mishneim, if he had in either the mother or the vlad, aver echad, a full aver limb, goinyane regal, then you see, if it's a type of thing which if you would cut it off, that aver would be about mum, then you patir, and if you could cut it off and it won't be pasul, then he chayiv and bechayr. Ad kan lashon Rambam, the case of Mishnah is bothered if it's an aver, every single aver that you cut off will be a balmum, but we won't be ma'arich about that shayla. Al kopanim, the tur asks on the Rambam is mashma that when the guy has an aver echad, he has to have the entire aver echad. So the tur says, any day, why can't he have echad me elef in the aver echad? He says, two ways you could be a shutif in an animal. You could have a nondescript shutfis, a shutfis stam, where two people jointly own an animal, and there, they don't have to be 50-50. One could have 99.9, and the other could have 0.1, echad me'elef. But the thing is, there's no specific part of the animal that this one owns or that one owns. They didn't divide it yet. It's a shutfis which is not divided. It's a shutfis stam in the animal. And then you could have the thing that you could sell the guy a piece of the animal. And in this animal, the yid owns part of the animal, and the guy owns part of the animal. But whatever the yid owns, he owns completely. Whatever the guy owns, he owns completely. There's nothing in the animal which is jointly owned. The animal, b'cholius, has some parts of it owned by the yid, parts of it owned by the guy. But it's not a joint ownership. So the Rambam seems to be mechalik. If the guy has a joint ownership in the entire animal, so then even one in a thousand is good enough. Masha'enkein, if the guy owns a specific aver, the Rambam seems to say he has to own the entire aver. And the Torah says he doesn't understand why. Why can't you say he owns a joint ownership in an aver, if that aver, if it would lack it, it would make a mum, why isn't that good enough to pater as well? And the Achrayim say that the Rambam didn't hold that way. The Rambam held if it was only an aver, then he has to own the whole thing. So what's the hesbah for the Rambam? So the Biskirov also says another diuk. The Rambam says that you learn out the din of Shutfas Akum from the fact that it says Bekarcha Vitzaincha. It says a Lashon Yachid, Bekarcha Vitzaincha. And the Rambam explains you might have a Havmina that's Mamayit Shutfas altogether, even Shutfas Yisrael. That a Shutfas, if two people own a Shutfas in an animal, that would pater from Bechaira. He says, no, it doesn't. There's not Mamayit a Shutfas, only Shutfas Akum. And the whole dinim of Shutfas and Mekarcha Vitzaincha is actually a Sugya in Chulin, Naf Kuf Lamed Hei. In effect, the Brisker Rav, why does the Rambam bring the Pasuk of Mekarcha Vitzaincha when Agamar brings a different Pasuk? Agamar brings the Pasuk of Kol Bechar for the Uber and Kol Miknecha for the Eim. Not the Pasuk of Mekarcha Vitzaincha, the singular word being Mamayit Shutfas, but the din of kol bechar, meaning that you have to own the entire bechar, or the entire aim. So Zog de Brisker Rav, that the Rambam holds there two dinim. There's one din from kol bechar, or by the mother kol miknecha, that you're not chayiv in bechar unless you own the entire animal. If you're missing in your ownership of the animal, you don't own part of the animal, so memela, that's not mechayiv in bechar. And for shaitz, it's like the Gemara says by Nephilim. It means that there exists more to the animal which you don't own. And that's what Ag Gemara is discussing. How much has to be missing that's called you don't own the entire animal? Is it anything that makes a mum? Or is it something which it affects the chiyus of the animal? But there's a pshat. You're missing part of the animal. That's the limud from kol bechar or kol miknecha. But the limud from mekarcha v'tzaincha, which the Rambam brings, which the mekar is from the Gemara in Chulin, which is Mamayit Shutfis, and the Rambam says that Lamais, it's not Mamayit Shutfis Yisrael, but it's Umayit Shudfis Akum, that limud is not because you're missing part of the animal that you don't know. That's not the pshat in that limud. And he brings a raya like this. The Rambam may Reishis Hagez, in Perek Yud Alochi Yudalot. Reishis Hagez means if you own sheep, 5 sheep, then you have to give a portion of the wool, you shear the sheep, you have to give a portion of the wool to the kite. What if you own sheep jointly with a guy? It's a machlaik is there in Chulin, if you shut visakum, is that a p'tur by Reishis Hagez? And the Rambam, Hilchas Bikurim Perek Yud Alochi Yudalot Paskins, that if each shutif has a shear, so then you chayiv reishis hagez. Let's say you own 10 sheep, or whatever it is, you own enough sheep that the chelek Yisrael alone has a shear, then you chayiv reishis hagez. The p'tur of shutvis with a guy is dafka when there's not enough of a shear in the chelek Yisrael. So there's a shmuz in the achreinim. Is the Rambam paskening like the Tana that says it should for machayev? But the Rambam is also saying that even if should for machayev, but still you need a shear. You need a shear. Should for machayev, fine, but you still need a shear. And like the man, the Amma that should for his potter is even with the shear you potter, because shutfis is a ptur. And they were talking about shutfis Yisrael. I think I said before shutfis Akam. Now we're talking about shutfis Yisrael over there. Or fakert. The Rambam is going like the man, the Yom Shutfis Paters. But Shutfis Paters only when neither of them have a shear. If they both have a shear, everyone's maskim Shutfim is chayiv. That's a shail. So the Radvaz and the Bir Agra, they hold that the Rambam is passing like the man, the Yom Shutfis is chayiv. But even like that man, the Yom, you're not chayiv without a shear. And each and every Shutf needs a shear. But he's passing like the man, the Yom Shutfis is chayiv. Like the man, the Yom HaShutfis is potter. That even if you have a shear, you're potter. So the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tavkav Ches, he argues. He says, no, the Rambam is passing like the man, the Yom HaShutfis is potter. And even the man, the Yom HaShutfis is potter, is masking that if you have a shear, each one alone has a shear, the Chayim, because that's not called Shutfis. But Reb Chaim, Eifanon and the Rambam, Reb Chaim and Sefer, he says that it can't be. And that's Taka what we said, they're advising the guy and hold the wheel. So Reb Chaim says, you see that they have a machlekes by Tshuma as well. The machlekes of Shutfim Mechayev or Beloy in the Chachamim is by Tshuma. By Tshuma is Bechal not Shaykh to say you don't have a shear. There is no shear by Tshuma. Whatever you own could be Tshuma. So you see, Klar, that even if you hold Shutfis is Chayev, okay. The Rambam is saying in Chiddush that even if you hold Shutfis is Chayev, but each one needs a shear. Otherwise, you can't be Chayev without having a shear. But if the old shutvis is potter, even if each one has a shear, they're still potter. So Zagdi Briskerov, if that's Taka the Pshat, so here, when you have the din of shutvis akum, which is basically the same pasuk, Bekarcha, it's just by Bechar, it happens to be that it doesn't, it's not Memayit shutvis Yisrael, it's only Memayit shutvis akum. But the side of shutvis is not the Pshat that you don't have enough of the behemoth to be chayim. That's not the Pshat. The pshat is that the shutfis patters. So these are the two dinim. If the pshat is not really shutfim on any one part of the behemah, but the guy owns a certain part of the behemah, so they're not really shutfim. So the yisayit is you have to come on to the pasuk of kol bechar, that if you own it individually, but you own a part of the animal, and that part is not enough to mechayiv him bechar, because the guy owns the other part of the animal, you don't have kol b'char, that's the p'tur. But shutvis is an uptur. Shutvis is not the pshat, you don't own enough. Shutvis is the pshat, even if you did own enough, but the shutvis is a p'tur. Now the Rav says like this, he says, so why do you need these two psukim? He says, if you only have the pasuk that shutvis is a p'tur, that would not apply if the guy owns the ear. Because on the rest of the animal, he's not a shutif v'chla. And without the pasuk of kol b'char, you'd be chayiv if you own for the rest of the animal. Like a b'yudolz, even a kol shu is enough to be chayiv in b'char. And in that part that you own, there's no shutfis. But the Rav is bothered the other way. Once you have the din of kol b'chor, the Rav Nemzon in Svara, that if the guy owns even an echad me'elef in the behema, so kumt ois, he's owning something, mitzad is chaylik of echad me'elef, which if that would be missing, it would affect the chiyas, or would cause a mum in the animal. I think the Brisk Rav's naming that on in Svara. The Emes says, they state already in the Levush and the Shach, that they explain what's the pshat, that a shutfus of echad me'elef is enough to patter. The teretz is, if the guy owns echad me'elef, so could be he could take for his chelik something very vital. That if you take out that thing, it would be an avela. He could own part of the heart or part of the brain, and something which if you would cut out that part from the animal would be an avela. So me'elef echad me'elef also. The guy owns something, it's not descript, it's not mavur, but he owns something which, if you would take it out, it would be an avela. Now, I think it's shaykh to say in Svara that kol's man, it's not defined what the guy owns, that's not kol that you're missing in the kol b'char. Because you have a bailus in the kol b'char. But the Rav, I think, is nemming on in Svara not that way. He's nemming on in Svara, like what the Shach and the Levush is saying, that if the guy owns even a chelik, even a percentage, an undefined percentage, that's also called you missing in Kol Bechar. So Meili is bothered, so once I have Kol Bechar, what do I need the Xeris Akasav of Miknecha? To Yemayit Shutvis, it's always not going to be Kol Bechar. So the Brisker Rav answers, that we have a Gemara, it's later on after Zayin Amid Beis, that says that if, let's say, a guy has a shibud, he doesn't actually own the animal, but he has a shibud, you could pay him off money, but if you don't have the money to pay, he could take this animal. So the Gemara says that that's called Yad Nachri Be'emtza, that's called the guy has a pesachayches here, and that kapata from Bechar. So Zok the Rav, that wouldn't be from Kol Bechar, because the guy really doesn't own anything. But the din shutfis vaystais, thus alone you can have a yad nochri be'emtza, that can make him a shutif, that can make him epesabalabas here. That would come from miknecha, that would be not the pshat that you're missing in your ownership, but the shutfis shters, the guy's ownership shters, and the mele that's the tur. He wants to say a teretz a taisis kasha naf beiz lefizeh. Taisis a kasha naf beiz, that the Gemara in Chulin has a pasuk, why Shutfis Yisrael doesn't pater from Bechar? Why do you need a pasuk for, since you have a pasuk telling you Shutfis Akum paters? So that alone should be a right that Shutfis Yisrael doesn't pater. Zok the Rav, because Shutfis Akum paters, even if he doesn't own anything, even if he just has a shibud, V'yad Yisrael be'emtza. And that would only be shayach by a guy, that wouldn't be shayach by Yisrael. So you have no raya that Shutfis Yisrael is chut mizmechuyiv. Maybe a real shutvis even by Yisrael is pater, and a guy the chiddush is that even a shibud is good enough. So the fiends had the Rav is masbut also the pshat of the Gemara that we mentioned earlier, that Rav Huna said it's the ear. That if the guy owns the ear, you're pater from bechar, and if Nachman told him a lashin, let the kayin tell the guy take your ear and go. He wanted to know, what's this kayin telling the guy to take the ear and go? It's not a shiloh between the kayin and the guy. Question is, do you have a shudvis akam to pater the Yisrael who owns it from Bechaira? Nothing to do with the kayin. So he says, the finish shtickel, it's very good. He says, there's a gemara in Erich and Naftalanim and Beis that says that if somebody owns the head of a chamar, they split the chamar. But if somebody owns the head of a para, so then all he owns is the head of the para, because the head of a para is sold in a butcher shop. You see from that Gemara that sometimes if you own a chelik of a behemah, there's no such thing as just having that chelik. The pshat is, when you have that chelik of the behemah, that gives you a shutfus in the whole behemah. But there's sometimes such a thing that when you own a chelik of the behemah, all you own is that chelik, period. So that's what Rav Nachum was telling Rav Huna. If the pshat is when a guy owns an ear, so kumtais, he has a chelik in the whole behemah. So kumtais, in the fact that he owns the ear, will give him a shutfis in the entire behemah. So the kain will have a Pralmi can't take any part of the behemah because the guy is there, a partial shutif in the whole behemah. So that would have the p'tur of miknecha tizach. That would have the p'tur of miknecha v'tzaincha. That would have the p'tur that he's a shutif here. He doesn't need something which, if it's lax, it would affect the chiyus of the behemah. He's b'meila shutif in the whole behemah. So that's b'meila p'tur. But Rav Nachman told Rav Huna, it's not that way. Rav Nachman told Rav Huna, if you would cut off this ear, shkolai azlecha vizil. He owns the ear itself, and that's it. He doesn't, because of his ownership of the ear, get a shutif in the whole behemah. So mail, it's only the ear. That Rav Nachman held is not enough to be a chsarin in kol b'char. So I'd gotten the shtikla from the Rishon Rav. Bekitzer, he's learning in the Rambam that there are two dinim. There's a din that any time the guy has a pesach shayches here, that's a din of shutvis guy that patters. But that applies when he has a pesach shayches to the whole behemah. Even echad me'alef. And the side of the p'tur is, it's learned down from Mekarcha v'tzaincha, the side of the din is not because the yid doesn't have enough to be mechayiv, but fakert, that the guy's bailas goes and his mafki, it patters. And that's a din in the whole behemah. And then there's another din. The yid, in order to be chayiv, has to own the whole behemah. If he doesn't own the whole behemah, the guy owns a chelik of it. So that's a p'tur mitzad, the fact that the guy owns a chelik in the behemah. And the chiddush in that p'tur is even by a davar mesuyim, even if it's just the ear, just anything which if yichasid becomes a mum, that also is a chsar in the kol b'char, that's a tzveita din. So David Salveitchik in the shiurim, he read Zayis, Rav Chisden of Nachman, that Rav Chisden Ravin had said, you need davar sh'ayis in the veil, or davar sh'ayis is a treifa. Are they also masking that the two dinim? There's a din that shutvus of a guy patters, because the guy is a shutif here. And there's another din, you have to own the whole behemah. But they hold that if all you're missing is a davar sh'ayis, that's also called you own the whole behemah. That's not genug chasarin to say you don't own the whole behemah. Just like according to Rav Huna, if it's missing something which you wouldn't make a mum, even though there's something you're missing some meat. The guy bought part of the meat, but he only owns that meat. He doesn't own a shutfus in the behemah. You take out that meat, it's not a mum. It could grow back. So that's not called missing. So they hold even if it makes a mum, it's not called missing. Has the dafka affect the chiyus of the behemah. But they're also masking at this two dinim. But you could say no. You could say that Rashi really says in Rav Chista, he says, Hayol v'chiyusu b'yad b'day da'ayvik echavim chashiv k'man nev kulei da'ayvik echavim. If the chiyusu is b'day'ayvik echavim, it's chashiv like it's kulei k'mayvik echavim. So Rashi's mashma that Rav Chista and Rava and Rav Nachman, they argue on the whole Yisayin. They hold it's only one din. The din is the guy has to have a pesach shutfus in the behemah. So when a guy owns a davar mesuyim and he doesn't have a shutfus in the behemah, and that's a tain of shkol oznecha vizil, so the only time a davar mesuyim would be a problem if it's a davar mesuyim is the chiyus to the behemah is towing this davar mesuyim, that gufa means he has a shutfus in the whole behemah. As I came as Agam Shant in Rav Chisda and Rava and Rav Nachman. Now all this is in the Rambam. The Torah is mashmane is not mechalik between an aver and the whole behemah, because that's the Torah's kash on the Rambam. Then why is the Rambam saying that if he owns an aver, Yepater, why not even echad me'elef in the aver? So l'chayra in the Torah you could learn up that there's only one din. I mean, Agamar really only brings the pasuk of kol b'char that you need kulei b'char. That the din is that in order to be chayiv in b'char, you have to own the entire mother, the entire Bechar. If in your ownership of the Bechar it's missing, you don't have genug to pater from the Bechar. In the Rambam, we're saying there's two dinim. One is you need to own the whole thing. And the second is the shutvus of the guy goes in shteres and asers and paters, is mafkia. I say maybe in the two you can learn, there's no din that be'etzim the shutvus of the guy is mafkia. The din of kol Bechar is you have to own the whole thing. In order to be mechayiv, if you don't own the whole thing, mainly you can't be chayiv. But not the pshat that there's something wrong. This is afkam. It's not the shutvus guy, like the way the Rav's learning in the Rambam. But even if the guy only has echad me'elef, So this is what we said over from the Levush and the Shach. If the guy has in the whole behemah echad me'alef, so they're saying that that's called that the guy has something which is aisa aisa nevel or aisa aisa treifa, which if you're missing it, will be a nevel or a treifa, because if he has echad me'alef, so the lashon of the Levush and the Shach is, so it could be he has the roish or the lev, or a vital thing. So I think that's the pshan in the Torah also, if he has an echad me'alef in the oizen, it could be he could take out an echad me'alef of the oizen, but oifen, that would come out of mum, the oizen will die, or it's enough that that goof is enough to make a mum, it's called nifkama oizen. So me'mela, that's called, you don't have enough, because you're missing something, or even if it's not defined what you're missing, but you're possibly missing something, which that thing is necessary for an animal in order to shouldn't be an avail or trefo, or even in the ear, in order that it shouldn't be a balmum, and that is enough to be memuid from kol b'char. It means you don't have enough of the animal to be mechayiv. But mavad the Rav's raya from the case of yad nachri be'emtza, where there would seem that you do have the entire animal, it's just that the guy has a potential way to get the animal al shibud, and there wouldn't seem to be that you're missing in the ownership. But also be telling another big shmuz in the Achreinim, what's the din with behemes hefker? If there's a shar, a kesef, an eiz, which is hefker, and it has a firstborn bechor, does that bechor have kedushas bechor or not? There are Achreinim that say that it has kedushas bechor. There's actually three Achreinim. The Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah, Dafid Gimel, and Aleph. And he brings rice, and one of the rice he brings is from Rav Moriah Bar Rochel, that he had to sell a part of it to a guy. Why did the Matriach to sell it to a guy? Just be mafkir it. Which is the Achreinim Amadcha, and they say it's not such a raya, because first of all, could be he didn't want to be mafkir it, because people will be zeich in it. Selling it to a guy, at least he'll get the money. And second, he said, that maybe being mafkir it, Chazal wouldn't want such an etzah, because that looks like a haroma. You say it's hefker, some of you weren't mafkir b'leiv shalom, you want to keep it. Selling it to a guy is more official. Ma'aseh Merit al-Ghazi is also noted that hefker is chayiv. And the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Yitches, Oishir Aleph, also says that hefker is chayiv. He says something very schwer. He says, just like you see that Isas hefker is chayiv in chala, which is a pella, because it's mefurish in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that Isas hefker is potter from chala. But a lot of the Achreinim talk about it. The emphasis is that Achreinim bring him often a tesefta that says that a behemoth ger, a behemoth hamidbar, a stray wild animal, or a behemoth of a ger shemes, is part of b'chayra. Mamish mefurish, that hefke is a ptur. And that's a das of Rav Achreinim, avoyde segershuni, simen chafei, v'chsam sefer, in Yerodeya simen shinta zayin, and simen shinyat zayin, and a lot of other Achreinim, brought in the Pirskei Tshuva in Simen Shin Chav. The Marcheshes in Simen Aleph, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Ches, he wants to say that even if you're going to say that Hefker is Chayiv, it's Dafka if the mother is Hefker. But if the Vlad is also Hefker, then it's Parshat that it's Pater. That's a Pshan in the Tesefta. But if the Vlad is not Hefker, just the mother is Hefker, then you could clear. But I would have said Punk Vakert. I would have said that the Tesefta is talking about the mother's being Hefker, the behemoth Hefker, because like the Yisrael that I was saying was, is that the din that the mother has to belong to a Yisrael is a pshat, that the mitzvah is given to the one who owns the mother. If the mother is Hefker, so there is no mitzvah bechor. Mashein Kain, if the mother is owned by Yisrael, and just the vlad is Hefker, so be'etzim, since the mother is owned by Yisrael, there's a chiv that the bechayers have a din bechor. Either Bechor is Hefker, so Hefker is not a mafki of the Kedushas Bechor. So I would have said Fakir from the Marcheshes. But Al Kopanim, if you hold like the Achreinim, the Turi Evan, and the Mirit Al-Ghazi, and the Minchas Chinuch, that Hefker is Chayiv and Bechor, then you're going to have to say that the Yisoid of the Ptur Nochri is that the Kinyan Nochri is a Shter, is a Afkar. Not the pshat's missing in the balance of Yisrael, because they're saying you don't need balance Yisrael b'chlal. They're saying hefker is chayiv. It's only like the achreinim, and it's not a roiv achreinim. That's a psak halacha that hefker is potter. Then you could say in the tur, and that's the whole din. You need balance Yisrael to be mechayiv, any time you have a shutfis guy, even echad me aleph, that's missing in the balas yisrael in a davar shayisa is a nevela, because could be the balas nachri will make it a nevela, or even if it's an echad me aleph in the eisen, it could be to davar shayisa be mum, because the balas nachri could make it a mum. So that's a chsoin in the balas yisrael. But if you hold that hefker is chayiv, you're going to have to say this yisrael that the kinyan nachri alein is a ptur. Not the pshat that you're missing the balas yisrael to be mechayiv. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara brings a meimer from Rabbi Yechanan about a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a rachel sheyolda min eiz ve'eish sheyolda min rachel. If let's say a sheep gave birth to a goat, or a goat gave birth to a sheep, ptur min ha-bechayr, that's called nidme, that's a ptur bechayr. But it also says, v'meish b'mixas simanim chayiv. If it looks a little bit like a sheep, and just a little bit like a goat, it has a deformity, a shinoi, that it looks a little bit like a goat, so then, yichayiv in b'chayra, and Rabbi Yechanan said, a chiddush on that Mishnah, that this fact, that it looks a little bit like a goat, this shinoi that it has, this deformity, is a mum, that it's a mum kavua, you light a shech the b'char, it has no kedushas carbon, you light a shech the b'char and eat it, because it is mum, that this sheep has some simanim of a goat, or this goat would have some simanim of a sheep. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush? Of course it's a mum. There's a mission that says, if the mouth of an animal looks like a chazir, looks like a pig's mouth, it's a mum. So you see that if there's any shinoi, there's anything that looks manna, any difference, that it doesn't look like the min animal it's supposed to be, but rather, its aver looks like a different animal, like the mouth doesn't look like a cow or a bull or a sheep, it looks like a pig's mouth, so that's a mum. So who adin, if you have something which is a sheep and it has some features of a goat, so that's a shinei, that's a mum. What's your beichanan schiddish? So the Gemara says, maybe because that's over there, there's a shinei and something which is not kaddish and b'chayra. It doesn't have kedushas carbon, it's like a chazir. But maybe if an animal changes to something which also could have kedushas b'chayra, so it's not called a shinoi. It doesn't matter if it looks a little bit like a goat, because a goat also has kedushas b'chayra. In order to be a mum, it has to have an aver that looks like an animal which doesn't have kedushas b'chayra. So the Gemara says, Hanami tanina. The Mishnah says, if one eye is big and one eye is small, that's a mum. And the Brisa says that big means, you're talking about a sheep, and it's big like a calf, and small means small like a goose. So a calf is yeshu min ha-kadosh b'chayr. But a goose is ein b'min ha-kadosh b'chayr, so we understand that shinui. But a calf is yeshu min ha-kadosh b'chayr, so we see again that a shinui, a change, a deformity in the aver, even if it resembles something which is kadosh b'chayr, is also a mum. So Rabbi David Salvechik in the Shiurim was ma'ir like this. On that Mishnah of Einei Achaz Gedoyla ve'Einei Ketana, on the Mishnah that says if one eye is big and one eye is small, so Rabbi Kivega is ma'ir that our Rashi and our Sugya says, Oy Achaz Gedoyla k'shal Egel, Oy Achaz Ketana k'shal Avis. It doesn't mean that one eye is big and the other one is small. One eye is normal and the other eye is big, like an Egel. Or one eye is normal, and the other eye is small like an eves. But not that one eye is like an eagle and the other eye is like an eves. That's how Rashi says pshat. But the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, and the Rambam in Yad, and the Tur, say that one of the eyes are big like an eagle, and the other eye is small like an eves. It sounds like, if only one eye is mishuna, that wouldn't be considered a shinui. That wouldn't be a mum. In order to be a mum, you need one eye bigger than a regular eye, and the other eye smaller than a regular eye. One eye kishal egel and one eye kishal evis. That sounds like a machlokes rishonim. Rashi holds that if one eye is mishuna, the other eye is normal, that's called a mum. And the Rambam and the Tur hold that no, that you need both eyes to mishuna, one of them bigger and one of them smaller. So Rabbi David Salvechik is ma'ir, and this Gemara is mashma like Rashi. Because the Gemara is saying that maybe shini is only shini of something which is not b'mina kadosh b'chayra. The Gemara brings a raya that since the bigger eye is big like an eagle, you see it's a shini on something which is b'mina kadosh b'chayra. So according to Rashi, it's good. That's the only shini. One eye is normal, and the other eye is big like an eagle, which is kadosh b'chayra. But according to the Rambam, there is a shinui in a davar she'ein a kadosh b'chayra. The eye that's like an eves. So what's bothering the Gemara? If it has both shinuyim, so what's bothering the Gemara that there's no shinui, that there's a shinui, the shinui is only in a davar she'kadosh b'chayra? That's not true. One of the eyes is mishun in a way that's not kadosh b'chayra. So unless you say that since that one eye is ke'eves is not enough to be a shinui b'chalal, the feed around them, you need both eyes to be Mishuna. And the other eye, which is Ke'egel, is only a Shinoi on a Davish Akadosh B'chayra. So that's considered, if you're going to say that a Shinoi on a Dav of Kadosh B'chayra is not a Mum, so even though here you have one eye like an Eves, but that alone is also not a Mum. Because if one eye was like an Eves and the other eye was normal, the Rambam holds is B'chol not a Mum. You need that the other eye should also be Kishal Egel, and the Egel is Kadosh B'chayra, so that would prove that a Shini of Kadosh B'chayra is also called the Shini. But it's not so Gishmak, because Al Kolponim, this Shini has an element of Eina Kadosh B'chayra. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling you a Chiddush that the Shini of a Kevis that's like an Eis, which has all its element, there's no element of Eina Kadosh B'chayra, the entire Shini is Kadosh B'chayra, is also called the Shini, and that also Shkayra should be called the Chiddush. That's how Yechiyang says. Al-Kabanim, the Gemara goes on, so Chayra Yivayt Avaraya, that a Shini, even by a Davra, Kadosh B'chayra is called the Shini. So what's your Bechanan's Chiddush? So Gemara says, the eyes are not Al-Shini B'chalal, the eyes are Al-Tsarua. That there's a mum in the Torah called Tsarua, that the Evarim don't match with each other. That's a new mum called Tsarua. So there's a mum. But you wouldn't say that a Shini, in other words, Evarim match with each other. But it happens to be the one Evar is Meshuna from its min. But it's not the pshat that the two eyes, or the two arms, or the two legs aren't matching with each other. One's bigger, one's smaller. That's a new psul of Tsarua. So Bechen's telling you a Chiddush, that a Shinui, by Davar Kadosh B'chayra, is also a mum. And the Gemara says, I have a raya that the problem with the one big eye or the one small eye, or like the Rambam, one big and one small, is not a problem of Shinui, it's a problem of Tsarua. Why? Because it says that an Adam has a mum when both his eyes are big, or both his eyes are small, and that's a mum by an Adam, but not by a behemah. Because by an Adam, there's a din of ish ish mizera aron, has to be shava bizarra shel aron. You have to look like a normal person. So if your eyes are too big, even both eyes are too big, or your eyes are too small, even both eyes are too small, so then you don't look like a normal person, you don't look like a shavah b'zayir shel aron, that's a mum by an adam. But by behemah, it's not a mum. By behemah, if both eyes are the same size, they're both big, or they're both small, that's not a mum. So how come when one eye is big and one eye is small, it is a mum? Can't be al shinui. If it's shinui, so even two big eyes should be a mum, or even two small eyes should be a mum. Why do you need one eye big and one eye small, or one eye small to be a mum? Elamai, it's not a mum of Shina, it's a mum of Tsarua. So the Gemara says, no, I'll really tell you it's a mum of Shina, not a Tsarua. But the pshat is, when you have two eyes big, that's not called a Shina, because big eyes is not a Shina. But here, where only one eye is big, so the Gemara says, if it's because of Bar Yusa, because it has big eyes, then both of them should have been big. If it's because of Kechishusa, then both of them should have been small. Elamai, it's a Shinui. In other words, it's only a Shinui when one of the eyes are that way. When two eyes are that way, that's called the Bar Yusa, that's called the Kechishusa, that's not called a Shinui. And Rashi says, but we still don't have Shver Rabbi Yochanan, because we don't know that it could be Shinui. Maybe it's Takal Tsarua, and maybe there is no Psul of Shinui. That's why Rabbi Yochanan has to tell you a chiddush that there's a psul of shinui. But nachdem that we know there's a psul of shinui, we don't have to say it's a psul seru, we could say it's a psul shinui. Now the Brisk Yerav is ma'ir, that be'emesin there's a big chilek in halacha, if when you have one eye big and one eye small, is that serua or is that shinui? There's a big nafkamin in halacha. Because the Gemara's maskana seems to be that it's not serua. The emissary Rashi in Chumash holds it is Serua. But the Gemara's Maskana seems to be that it's not Serua. Maybe it's a Dichri Ba'alma. But the Gemara's Maskana seems to be it's not Serua. It's Shinui. Now how come when two eyes are big it's not a Shinui? That's Kshishusa, or that's Briusa. But if one eye is big, or one eye is small, that's a psul of Shinui, not a Serua. What's an Afgamina? He says, the Rambam, in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, brings the din, l'gabei mumei behema, if a behema has one eye big and one eye small, he brings the din at Zimu. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach. But by Adam, the Rambam only brings the din of two eyes big or two eyes small. He doesn't bring the din of one eye big and one eye small. And the Kesef Mishnah says, it's partially why. Because if he says two eyes big is a problem, so Kol Shekein one eye big is a problem. So that's the chilek. By behemis, it's only when one eye is big and one eye is small. Mashen Kein, by Adam, even if both eyes are big or both eyes are small, then you have the din of Eina Shavah B'Zayir Shalayir. Like the Gemara says, why did the Rambam bring the din of one eye big and one eye small by Adam? So, the Kesef Mishnah says, a Kol Shekein. In fact, the Brisker Rav, there's a big difference. Because when it's a din of Eina Shavah B'Zayir Shalayir, the other Rambam says that's not Mechal Avodah. Anything which is Als Eina Shavah B'Zayir Shalayir, but it's not a Mum, is not Mechal Avodah. So two eyes big, it's not a mum, it's ain't a shav of a zayr shel iron. So that's not mechal aveda. Masha'enkein, something which is a mum is mechal aveda. So the Rambam should have made this chilek. The Rambam tells you two eyes are big or two eyes are small, there's a psul of ain't a shav of a zayr shel iron. That's not mechal aveda. But what if one eye is big and one eye is small? So that should be a mum, and that should be mechal aveda. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Kol Shekein, if one eye is big and one eye is small. But the Rambam didn't read ice, it's worse. Two eyes are big, that's not Mechal Aveda. One eye big, one eye small, that's a mum. That should be Mechal Aveda. So Akhti Briskirav Elamai, because one eye big and one eye small is only a psul for Behema. On a Behema, there's a psul Shinui. He says, that's the Mashmayish to the Gemara, because the Gemara has a discussion, do you need a Shinui by a Dava She'ein a Kadosh B'Chaya? Or is a shinui by a davar shekadosh b'chayah, also called the shinui, which has Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush, that a kevus that looks like an ace, it's a shinui by a davar shekadosh b'chayah, it's also called the shinui. We're obviously talking about animals. When you talk about people, it's not negay, kadosh b'chayah, not kadosh b'chayah. So this din of shinui is a din in animals. People don't have a psul shinui. There's no mum called shinui by people. No, anytime there's a shinui, he's ain't a shav of a zayr shel iron. But that's not a mum. That's not mechal avoda. That's a new din. Ish ish mizayr iron, he needs shav of a zayr shel iron. It's not a mum, it's not mechal avoda. So if one eye big and one eye small is called serua, that's mefurish a din mum. That's a mum by Adam also. It says serua by behema, and it says serua by Adam in Parashas Emor. And Rashi Taka learns it is a mum. And that will be mechal avoda. But the maskanas of the Gemara here, and that's the chayyah that Das Rambam is, it's not a mum. Because the Rambam only brings it in of two big eyes and two small eyes. And the Kesef Mishnah says, a Kol Shekein, if one eye is big and one eye is small. Good, but it's only a Kol Shekein, but it's also only a problem of Ein Shav B'Zayir Shel Iron. But that's not Seruah, like the maskanas of the Gemara. That La'olam it's al Shinui. But in order for the Shinui to be a mum, it has to be that one eye is big and one eye is small. Now, Shinui is b'chol not a mum by Adam. Shinui is dafka mum by Behema. So, Mel, it's very good, the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, there he brings the mumim that are only by Behema, not by Adam. So there he brings it in of one eye big and one eye small. That's a mum that's only by Behema. If it will be Seru, it will be by Adam also. But he doesn't bring it by Adam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, in Periches, where there he's talking about mumim that are only by Adam, and there he's talking about two eyes big or two eyes small. And that's the din of Eina Shavah B'Zayir Shel Iron. And that's only by Adam. And that's not Mechal Aveda. Now, if one eye big and one eye small will be Seruah like the Gemara's Havimina, so that will be Mechal Aveda by Adam also. Seruah Shtei by Adam. But since the Gemara's Maskan is not Shinui, and Shinui is only a Mum by Behema, that's why the Rambam doesn't bring this Mum by Adam Bechlal. Seruah, he says, is only talking about if the Yerech is Nishmat. The feet don't work out well. He doesn't bring it by the eyes b'chlal. So there's no mum of ene achas gedel ene achas ketana by people. That mum is only by animal. Now by people, even shteim gedels and shteim ketanas is a psul of ene shavas arishalayin. But that psul is not mechal aveda. That's a shtickle from the briskira. And now let's see one more sugya. The Gemara says, Rav Mori Baruchel havli hucha yusa. Rav Mori Baruchel had some sheep. Have a makna l'dai levik achavim. He was makna the ear to a guy. For aslu begizav avayda. And even though they're really potter from Bechar, he still was naig the dini Bechayris. He was naig in isa gizav avayda v'yavlu kahanim, and he still gave it to the kahanim. I guess he wanted to show that he's not doing it like the Gemara says. Why did he do it for? He just did it. And he wanted to show he's not doing it for personal gain. Stam. He's still going to be noig and isagizim avayda. He's still going to condemn. He just wants to make sure that no takala will come out. But the Gemara says he got an einish kaloy chiyusa derav mori that his sheep died because he did this. So the Gemara asks, what's wrong? What was the issa for doing it? Samaras tubshata. One pshat is because you're not to be mafki the kedusha of a bechor. The Gemara brings a Yehuda that says you can make a mum in the bechor before it's born. So the Gemara says it's not really a mafka of the kedusha of the bechor because there it still has some kedusha. It still is a matnas kuna. It still is a din bechor. They have to give it to a kain. You can't bring it as a carbon, and it could be nachal b'mumai, but it's still a matnas kuna. Mashegin, if you makna the ear to the guy, then has no kedusha at all. It's not a matnas kuna bechlal. You're not allowed to be mafkir from its kedusha. And the other pshat was no. You're allowed to be mafkir from the kedusha. The problem was that if Murray was a Talmud Chacham, he was able to make a kinyan. He was able to make sure it was done with the kinyan. But other people might see it, and they won't do with the kinyan. They'll think stam. They'll do without a proper kinyan, and memel will come at a takala. So that was a problem. Even though if Murray did it l'shem shemayim, that shouldn't be a takal in his neik dushes bechor. But since he did it with the kinyan, and maybe people will see him doing it, they'll do without a proper kinyan, is a mela, the biyachshash will come in a takal. That's why he was nenesh. Adkan the Gemara. So Taisus and the Rosh discuss why today everybody's makna to a guy. What happened to this Gemara, which is mashmina, you really shouldn't do it, you're not allowed to do it, you got an einish for it. So the two mahalchim, what's the pshat that today we could do it? One mahalach, and it's really gebayt on the Gemara later on Afnan Gimel. The Gemara later says that we don't do any ma'isa behema nowadays. We don't do ma'isa behema. We don't take all the behemas that are born and go through and every tenth one be makdish it as a ma'isa behema. Why not? Even if you can't bring it as a carbon, so let it be ma'isa behema. It'll be nechum b'mumay. So the Gemara says, because they come a day to color, just like an alibi makdish any behemoth mistake, because they come a day to color, people might use it, they might be nene from it, they might eat it, will come a day to color. Here also, you'll take ma'isa behemoth, will come a day to color. So the Gemara says, how come by a bechor we do it? How come we do by bechor? So the Gemara says, what are you supposed to do by bechor? A ma'isa, if you don't take ma'isa, it doesn't become kaddish. A bechor becomes kaddish by itself. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We could sell the ears to a guy. So how come we don't sell the ears to a guy today that it shouldn't come a day to call? So Gemara says, because we have an Eitzah. We could do like Rav Yehuda, we can make a mum in the Bechor, Kadim Shetetzel Avera Olam. So you see from that Gemara, that Be'etzim, it's a bad thing to have a Bechor or a Maisa that's Kaddish, and you should take steps to make sure it's not Kaddish. Just like Maisa, the Gemara says, we don't do Maisa, because we don't want to come a day to call. And Bechor also, the Gemara says, you really should sell the ear to a guy, but you have an eitz of Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda is not as much as Afka, like Agamara says. Rav Yehuda still has Kedusha that you give it to a kain. Hazak Taisus and the Rosh, today we're not Baki in Rav Yehuda. We wouldn't be able to properly make a mum, to be sure to properly make a mum before it's born. And the Gemara there is Mavur, that without that eitz of Rav Yehuda, we should have to sell the ear to a guy. So man, that's what we do. Rav Murray knew how to do Rav Yehuda. He should have done Rav Yehuda. And he didn't. So Mele is mafkiyat. Because Rav Yehuda's way is not so much afka, but mamosa is given to a kain. And he shouldn't do that. So that's why it was an iser. But if you can't do Rav Yehuda, it's better to be makna the ear to a guy, because he'll come in at the call if not. And who adin the second pshat in the Gemara? And the reason is because he did the kinyan properly, but maybe sowing a seed won't do the kinyan properly. That's because there's an eitzah. You can make a mum. And making a mum, in those days, people make the mum properly. Now, shenken today, we don't know how to make a mum. So it's better to sell it to a guy and not come a day to color from this bechor, even if there's a chash that someone won't sell it properly, because we'll come in a mutter color if we don't sell it. That's one mahalach and taste in the rush, a pashin a mahalach. And that's a psakalacha that we sell it to a guy. Now Taisus brings down, and the Rosh brings down another mahalach from Rabbeinu Tam. And he says that the tainon of Murray was only that he sold the uber. Now Shane Kane, if you sell the mother, we do is we sell the mother. If you sell the mother, that's not a problem. So again, we have to explain this. I like the first pshat in the Gemara. So I like the second pshat in the Gemara. So I like the pshat of Mefkia Kedusha. And so I like the pshat of that people won't sell it properly. So like the pshat of being Mefkia Kedusha, the Achreinim are bothered, the Sfasemis, the Brisker Rav, others. What's Takah D'Chilek? L'chara both ways. You're pattering it from Bechor. What's an afkamina if you sell the mother or sell the vlad, the pella? Taisa says when you sell the uber, it is afkah begufa uber. What does he mean? So I already said in the previous year, and a little bit miramis to it earlier in this year, that I think the svara is like this, that there's a yisaitistik achilik between when the mother doesn't belong to the yid or when the uber doesn't belong to the yid. Because the mitzvah of Bechor was given, you have to give the Bechoris that are born from your behemoth, you have to make them, you have to makdish them. So if a yin owns a female behemoth, the firstborn of the female behemoth has to be Kaddish. Now let's say he'll has an Eitzah that he could make that the firstborn should be in a Keva. So that's being Mefki himself in the mitzvah. He had a mitzvah to give the firstborn to the Kain, only if it's a Zachar. He made sure that there was no firstborn, and the firstborn was in the keva. So he's mafki himself in the mitzvah bechor. That's a problem. Mashengen, if he doesn't own the behemah, so the Torah never gave him a mitzvah. He wasn't mafki himself in the mitzvah the Torah gave him. That's on a tiny pshat. We spoke about it before. Now, about the second thing, in the second pshat of the Gemara, the reason is because Rav Murray did a proper kinyan, but the problem is maybe someone else won't do a proper kinyan. So what's the chilah between the mother and the uber? So Rashi says that he did a kinyan with kesef, and maybe someone just do a kinyan with dibur ba'alma. Avad l'fi Rashi, there can't be any chilah between the aim and the uber. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not the problem. The vart is, because when you sell the uber is a davar shaloi b'loilam. And ain't it a makna davar shaloi b'loilam? You can't sell an uber, it's a davar shaloi b'loilam. How are you makna an uber? You makna the behemah li'ubra. That's how you do it. You can't sell peiris dekel. You sell peiris dekel, it doesn't work. You could sell dekel the peiris of. You could sell a schus in the tree to have the peiris. You could sell a schus in the mother to have the uber. So that's what Rav Murray did. But other people won't understand that. They might just sell the uber itself. Now, Shenkin, if you sell part of the mother is a davar shebar la'olam. That's very easy to do. No one will ever make a mistake. That's not a problem, b'chlal. So in this thing that the uber is a davar shaloi b'la'ilam, it's a chare, a bissel shver. Why is the uber a davar shaloi b'la'ilam? The uber is here. The uber is in the mother's stomach. Let's say you're selling an ear of the mother. Let's say you're selling an inner organ of the mother. There's no problem with davar shaloi b'la'ilam. Why should there be a problem with davar shaloi b'la'ilam and selling the uber? Chare pella. Now the emphasis is the Shulchan Aruch in Chai Shemish with Simon Reish Teh Siv Dalit. He taka says that you can't sell an uber. Even if the behemah is already muberis or the shifcha is already muberis, he can't sell the uber. It blames the davar shaloi b'la'olam. And the achreinim there, the nesivis and the ksais, they bring down different achreinim that discuss it. The machne Ephraim and the Pnei Yeshua. Is there any raya that an uber is loy b'la'olam? Now, so some bring a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Beis about being mekadesh someone's daughter when his wife is muberis when it's only an uber, and we say that that's a davar shaloi b'la'olam. But there it's different because there could be Kedushin can't be chal in an uber. There's no such thing. They can't have ishus in an uber. So even though she's ba'olam, but she's not royal to Kedushin, It's like being mekadesh a goy la'achar shenisgayer, or a shivcha la'achar shenishdacher. Even though the person's ba'olam, but she's not ready for kedushin, that's why it's called a davar shloi ba'olam. So an umri can't be married. So that's why it's called the davar shloi ba'olam. But here, you could be kind of the animal and everything inside it. Why can't you be kind of the shtick flesh of the umber? But Rabbi Kivenga then, the Ksais say that the makar of the Shulchan Aruch is our taisis and our rush. Our taisis and our rush is mashman umber is a loy b'la'ilam. And the emphasis is not so pashit. You look in the Shita Mukubetzis, he brings to the Taiski Sainius that the Pshat Rabbeinu Tam was that Rav Mari was magnet to the guy before she was muberis. That's a pshat. He was magnet the ear of the uber to the guy before the behemah was muberis. So that's why he had to do it on the day of the din of behemah ubra. So he said, I'm giving you a skos in the behemah that you should get the ear of the uber when she becomes muberis. And the emes in the Arzeruah in Chaluk Beis, Hochaz B'chari Simon Tafei, also brings down the Rabbeinu Tam that way. That the vart is that he sold the uber before the Mu'baris. That was the problem. So even though he did it correctly, Al Hidei, the din of Behemah la'ubra, but people see it, they'll do it incorrectly. But if she was already Mu'baris, you could sell the Uber also. But like we said, the Shulchan Aruch, there, especially if the Makar of the Shulchan Aruch is this Taisis and this Rosh, that's a Mashmais, the Taisis and the Rosh is not that way. So Mashma, even though she's Mu'baris, it's still called the Davar Shloi B'Lailam. The Shail is why? Why is it different than a Chatichas Basar? So the Nesivis there, in Simon Reish Tess, he says, Avad, if he's standing makna, the basar of the uber, the ear of the uber to a guy, Avad, then that's not, can't be called a Davar Shloi B'Lailam. But here the pshat was that you said that when this behemah is born, then you'll have the ear. And if the behemah doesn't get born, then you won't have anything. You don't have the ear now. You have the ear when the behemah was born. But it's not such a pasha to teretz, because if you have something which is bala ilam, and you say, I want you to be kainit, in 30 days from now, so that works. That's not a problem with davar shloi b'lailam. You can make a kinyan of lach alamed, as long as it's not kalsa kinyane, whatever the din mar. But it's not a problem, be'etzim, of a kinyan of lach alamed. But the Nesiva says, then uber is different. Since you're not selling him a shtick flesh of lach alamed, you're selling him a part of a live animal. And he's only going to be kinyan when it's taka, a richtig, a live animal, when it's born. And if it's not born, there's no kinyan b'chlal. So he's not buying a shtick flesh. He's buying a live animal. So mail of that, there's no live animal yet. So that's why it's called a davar shloi b'lailam. When he's buying, it's not b'lailam. But the Nesivus is only willing to say the swara if he's going to buy it k'sheyetz l'ilam. So he's buying an animal, a live animal, and now it's only a shtick flesh. So he's buying it when it becomes a live animal. That's called a davar shloi b'lailam. And I saw in the bottom of the Nesivus in Luya Mishpat, he's ma'ir, that l'chaya, if you have an animal, a mother animal, a female animal that's going to have a vlad, and you sell it to the guy that the kinyan should be chal when the behemah is born. So what's the din in that case? Till the behemah was born, it belonged to a yid. Now that the behemah is born, the kedushas b'chor is supposed to be chal, and also another thing is supposed to be chal, a kinyan to a guy. They're kind of competing with each other. So the emes is the Gemara in Tmura, Daf Chafei, talks about this. Talks about if you makdish it when it's born. And the Gemara says, so what happens? If you makdish a b'char b'mei imai, so it won't be a b'char. That's what the Gemara says there. In Temura Chavdalan of the days in the Mishnah, if I say that if the uber in my female animal is a zachar, it should be an ayla, so mele, you made a nice b'char. It became hektish before it became a b'char. But what if you say l'chisha teled? So the Gemara says, Alashin divya rav divya talmud divya mishayman. It's getting born. Your chalais is to make it an ayla. Hashem's chalais is to make it a bechar. Hashem's chalais wins. Divya rav divya talmud divya mishayman. Shabbat Kvega there, in Simin Shinchaf, in Yerideish, tells it too. He says, klar, that if you say that the uber should belong to the guy when it's born, it wouldn't work, because you're making it belong to a guy simultaneously with Hashem making Kedushas Bechar, which is a stira, and Hashem wins. Divir Rav, divir Talmud, divir Mishaymin. So Lachayit's very shrey in the Nesivas. That Tais and the Rosh Al Karchach mean he can't even be kind of the ear of the Uber now, even if you don't say Lachashatelid. Because if you say Lachashatelid, that wouldn't tell to Mefkei Kedushas Bechar. So the stipler says that the Yisaitis, even if you makna the Uber with the ear now, Zak the stipler will be a problem with Davar Shalai Belailam. Why? Because there's rain. There's a Muki Yosef in Bav Metzia Daf Samach Zayin that says, you know why you can't be makna Davar Shalai Belailam? Because it's missing Smichas Das. And that's what's mashman the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Zayin Emerson, because missing Smichas Das. In other words, as Avir Meir holds other makna Davar Shalai Belailam. And the Chama Maskim, you can make a Kenyan that's Chal Achalamid. So why did Chacham hold Einon Amakn Davar Shalai Belailam? Not because Be'etzim, it's not Shayach a Kenyan on a Davar Shalai Belailam. Shayach to make a Kenyan. You make a Kenyan that should be Chal when it's Bala Elam. Just like you can make a Kenyan that's on something which is Bala Elam, it should be Chal in 30 days. You can make a Kenyan on a Davar Shalai Belailam that it should be Chal when it's Bala Elam. There's nothing wrong with that Be'etzim. What's missing is that any time it's not Ba'ilam, it's not considered Das. It's not considered you have Smichas Das for the Kenyan. A person only has Das for things that are Ba'ilam. So, Oymazai, if you have a Ubim Me'imai, if you're selling a Shtik Flesh, so Kumtais, you're selling a part of the mother. The mother's Ba'ilam, everything in the mother's considered Ba'ilam, there's no Chsar in a Smichas Das. But here, you're not selling the mother, you're selling the Uber. And from what you could see, from your vantage point, the Uber is not Ba'ilam. So really, even though it happens to Taka be Ba'ilam, but that's a Chsarin and Smichas Das. You don't really want to sell the Shtik Flesh. You want to sell the Uber. You want to sell the behemoth that's going to be. Even though you want the Kenyan to be Chal now. But what you're trying to sell is the future behemoth. So even though it's here, it exists. But it, in your perspective, it doesn't exist. Will be chsarin and smichas das. That's the pshat why it's a davar shloi b'laylam. A chiddush, but lachayr does state if you learn the parsha pshat and the tesis, we have taka like we said. We have rishayim that seem to bring Rabbeinu Tam. They were talking about the ubers not yet b'laylam. So there's no such you say that the ubers a davar shloi b'laylam. Achrayim amayich about it. But the parsha said a shulchan aruch chay shemishbat veish tesiv dalin, and like the Ksais and the Rikvega say there that the makaris and teis in the rush. That the Uber, even if the Behem is Mubaris, the Uber is a Davar Shloi B'la'ilam. And like the Pashas, it means even to make the Chalais Kinyan to be Chal now. Because Lamaisa, you don't see it. Like the Ksais there says, it's because it's Mechasi, he says, Paris, that weren't Chantu, at least they're here, you see them. And Uber, you can't see. So Zak the Stipler, it means you don't see it as a Davar Shloi B'la'ilam. Lagabi Smichas Das, you're considering a Davar Shloi B'la'ilam. That's why it's a problem, that's why it's not Chal. So that's why if Murray had to make the Kenyan Agav the Ein, and that was the problem, he could make the Kenyan Agav the Ein, someone else would mistake, and make the Kenyan of the Uber itself, and the Mela will be a Tekala from that.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.